Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We have an excessive heat watch that'll go into effect tomorrow afternoon. Otherwise, sunny skies, 93. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, lower 70s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny, high of 101. Heat values as high as 107. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, upper 70s. And Thursday, mostly sunny skies, highs around the upper 90s. Right now, it's 70.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. Good Tuesday. A man who was permanently banished from the Sunflower State as a condition of his plea deal in a criminal case is seeking to return to the state with the help of the American Civil Liberties Union. The Kansas ACLU says the punishment harkens back to the vigilante justice of the Old West. A Montgomery County judge will hear oral arguments on August 8th over the motion the ACLU filed last week pushing for Bo Dana Rupert to be allowed to return to Kansas from Texas. Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt says the U.S. Supreme Court's fall docket includes three Kansas cases. Schmidt announced yesterday that it is the first time in modern Kansas history that the state has had three cases before the court at one time. And don't forget, today marks the last day you have to register to vote in order to participate in the August 6th primary. Mid-America Network News.
Learn how to protect you and your family from fraud at a free Better Business Bureau workshop sponsored by AARP featuring former FBI agent Jeff Lanza, July 18th at 2 p.m. at Wichita's Advanced Learning Library. This is not an official Wichita Public Library event. Call 877-926-8300 or go to aarp.org/ks to register. The AARP Fraud Watch Network can help keep you and your family safe from fraud and scams. Visit aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork for news and tips on how to spot common scams and report them in Kansas.
Hurry into the Ford Hurry Up and Save sales event and get 20% estimated savings on select Ford SUVs. Plus, earn complimentary maintenance through Ford Pass Rewards. Moda must be activated within 60 days of purchase through the Ford Pass app on a smartphone and remain active for at least 6 months after activation. Eligible on select 2019 model year vehicles. Vehicle must have arrived at dealer at least 61 days prior to the sale date. Estimated savings include an average dealer discount based on a sales survey of average discounts offered by Ford dealers nationally. Discount may vary. Dealer determines price. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 9/3/19. See participating dealer for complete details.
Authorities say a man died after his arm was sucked into a pond overflow pipe in rural Kansas. Saline County Sheriff Roger Sulden says deputies responded to the report of a possible drowning early yesterday morning east of Salina. The Hayes Post reports 75-year-old Errol Redden had gone out Sunday night to clean out a clogged overflow pipe on a pond on his property. Redden's body was found with his arm sucked inside the overflow pipe. The sheriff said it appeared he was unable to free his arm and drowned as a result. The Hayes Police Department says tanker cars tipped over in a train derailment reported a little after 5 o'clock Sunday evening in Hayes. Police say the Union Pacific Railroad contacted dispatch to report the derailment in which three tanker cars were lying on their side off the track with a fourth still on the track. Police say the derailment didn't block any intersections, but the Hayes Fire Department established a 300-foot perimeter around the derailment because the tanker cars contained ethanol. Mid-America Network News. Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. A firm that has managed child welfare cases in the Omaha area for years will sue Nebraska state officials who awarded a new contract to a different nonprofit. Promise Ship announced plans to file the lawsuit after the officials with the Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services announced that they intended to grant a new 5-year contract to Kansas-based St. Francis Ministries. Authorities say at least one person was hospitalized after part of a ceiling collapsed at a vet center in Lincoln. First responders dispatched around 9:30 yesterday morning to Nebraska Animal Medical and Emergency Center. The person had been pinned but was freed by first responders within a few minutes. Fire officials say there was contracting work underway at the center, but it's not clear whether that work was connected to the partial ceiling collapse. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Learn how to protect you and your family from fraud at a free Better Business Bureau workshop sponsored by AARP featuring former FBI agent Jeff Lanza, July 18th at 2 p.m. at Wichita's Advanced Learning Library. This is not an official Wichita Public Library event. Call 877-926-8300 or go to aarp.org/ks to register. The AARP Fraud Watch Network can help keep you and your family safe from fraud and scams. Visit aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork for news and tips on how to spot common scams and report them in Kansas.
Hurry into the Ford Hurry Up and Save sales event and get 20% estimated savings on select Ford SUVs. Plus, earn complimentary maintenance through Ford Pass Rewards. Moda must be activated within 60 days of purchase through the Ford Pass app on a smartphone and remain active for at least 6 months after activation. Eligible on select 2019 model year vehicles. Vehicle must have arrived at dealer at least 61 days prior to the sale date. Estimated savings include an average dealer discount based on a sales survey of average discounts offered by Ford dealers nationally. Discount may vary. Dealer determines price. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 9/3/19. See participating dealer for complete details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Cost estimates for a proposed new Marshall County jail now top $5 million. That construction summary was presented by Lloyd Builders at last week's County Commissioners meeting, where proposed changes were reviewed with the architect and Sheriff Dan Hargrave. In addition to that $5 million estimate, the construction manager would be due a 4.5% fee and the architect an 8.5% fee, as well as soft costs and possible bond fees that realistically could top another $1 million. The sheriff, builder, and architect requested the board move forward with putting the project out for bids. This would still not commit the board to moving forward with jail construction, but will give more finalized costs of the project. Commissioner Barb Kiekhaefer expressed concern with the size of a jail being proposed that will set the county up in the future to contract and house prisoners from other facilities. This is something the board does not want to pursue. Sheriff Hargrave explained the 36-bed facility will give him the opportunity to house inmates in appropriate security sections, and maximum security inmates do not need to be exposed to general population. Hargrave feels the focus should be on safety for corrections officers, public, and other inmates, not the number of beds. The architect said that prisons are full, and speculation is that housing inmates will trickle down to the local level to serve out sentences, and this would better equip Marshall County to accommodate those inmates and not have to outsourcing holdings to other facilities. While encouraging commissioners to move forward with going out for bids now to get a better idea as to cost estimates, the sheriff suggested at this point it might be best to put the project on hold until spring. This would allow time to hold public meetings to let the community see what and why this expansion needs to happen. Commissioners Keith Bramhall and Kiekhaefer reiterated concerns about future commissioners and or a sheriff housing outside prisoners for income and the fact the board really has no control over that. Hargrave hopes any future decisions will continue to keep the safety of the employees and community in mind and continue to not go that route, but there is no guarantee. Steve Boyd of Marysville said that Riley County tried to save money when they built their new jail, and when they needed to expand, the cost was much larger than if they would have just done it in the first place. Barb Kiekhaefer asked for time to see a log of the number of inmates that have passed through the facility the past few months. Her understanding was the average daily number the past 3 months was 8 prisoners. That request was dismissed as David Beyer made a motion to move forward with going out for bids, and the action was approved unanimously. The bid process will take about 30 days. Once bid out, there still remains no obligation to go forward. Timing for the bids is reportedly good now as contractors are finishing up projects and lining up future work. In other business, a contract was approved with an accounting firm to assist with preparation of the 2019-20 budget. Previously proposed at an hourly rate with an estimated cost of $20,000, the process will begin by meeting with department heads July 19th and following up with commissioners for a workshop July 23rd. Those are both scheduled to begin at 8:30 a.m. and are open to the public. Washington and Nemahal County Commissioner meetings last week were mostly routine business. Washington County has a meeting with the auditor scheduled July 23rd to discuss the 2019-20 budget. A Marysville woman died and a Frankfort woman was seriously injured in a multi-vehicle fatality accident Sunday afternoon at around 4:30 in Jefferson County, Kansas. 68-year-old Teresa Zimmerling Esslinger of Marysville was killed, and 69-year-old Charlotte Zimmerling of Frankfort was among several injured as they were passengers in a vehicle driven by 74-year-old Walter Zimmerling of Frankfurt. Their vehicle was struck on U.S. Highway 24, a mile west of U.S. 59 in Jefferson County, when two other vehicles at the intersection collided, forcing one of them into the opposite lane, striking the Zimmerling SUV. 19-year-old Mason Robb of Perry was stopped to turn and was rear-ended by 50-year-old Rynette Ryling Minor of Oskaloosa, whose vehicle ultimately collided with the Zimmerlings. Again, the fatality Sunday afternoon, 68-year-old Teresa Zimmerling Esslinger of Marysville, Charlotte Zimmerling of Frankfurt, was transported to a Kansas City hospital with serious injuries. Walter Zimmerling suffered minor injuries and was transported to Stormont Vale in Topeka. Ryling Minor and Robb were also taken to a Topeka hospital with apparent serious injuries. Funeral arrangements pending for Teresa Zimmerling Esslinger, with Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge. Asphalt repair work may delay traffic on U.S. Highway 36 on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday this week from Seneca West 11 miles to the K87 Junction. Traffic will be reduced to one lane controlled by a pilot car through the project from 8 to 3. Work will take place on two-mile stretches of the highway at a time. Motorists could expect delays up to 10 minutes and are encouraged to add extra time to the travel schedule. The project in Nemaha and Marshall counties is necessary to mill hot spots and smooth the roadway surface. Please use extra caution in the work zone area from Seneca West 11 miles to the K87 Junction on U.S. 36. Traffic may be delayed briefly from 8 until 3 Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday this week. Patty Ann Marshall, age 79, of Blue Rapids, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Wednesday, 2:30 at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville. Burial in the Greenwood Cemetery south of Blue Rapids. Terry Christie Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Patricia Marshall. Harold Buck Gibson, age 90, of Marietta, passed away Monday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. Burial in the Deer Creek Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Harold Gibson. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, chicken cordon bleu, scalloped potatoes, beets, a wheat roll, and cinnamon apples. Tomorrow, taco potato, broccoli and cheese, wheat bread, and a cherry fluff. KNDY News Time is 7:16.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at satellite imagery, we're still looking at the remnants of Barry spinning across parts of the southwest, and this will continue to push into kind of the eastern parts of the Midwest and will continue to push into the northeastern parts of the United States over the next several days. Otherwise, we have a stationary boundary across kind of the central and upper parts of the Midwest, which is going to bring showers and thunderstorms across the Dakotas into Minnesota, Wisconsin once again as we head through the day. Otherwise, across the central parts of the Midwest, it looks like high pressure system. Some areas could see maybe a pop-up shower or thunderstorm because it's warm and muggy. But the main thing is that heat. We have an excessive heat watch that'll go into effect tomorrow, continuing through the end of the week as we're going to see heat values well into the lower 100s. So looking at the forecast for today, sunny skies around 93. Tonight, partly cloudy, 73, and tomorrow, sunny skies at 101. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC.
69 degrees this morning in Marysville. Some clouds around, wind favoring the south. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 16th of July. KNDY News Time is 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Beautify your home. Let Inline Construction pour a new patio, sidewalk, or driveway to make your home look its best. Inline offers stamped concrete as well for a unique custom look. If you need a concrete approach for a commercial building or shed, Inline can fix you up. Call Inline Construction today at 562-5525 for all types of concrete construction.
a blown save in the Bronx. Hi, everyone. Michelle Franzen reporting on sports. Aroldis Chapman and the Yankees were a strike away from escaping with a win, but a third homer by Travis d'Arno silenced the crowd and put his team ahead in the ninth.
And the 3-2 pitch, fly ball towards right field, going back as Judge to the warning track at the wall. It's gone! A three-run homer by Travis d'Arno.
On WDAE, Rays win 5-4. In nearby Philly, the Dodgers put on a clinic, crushing the home squad 16-2. MVP candidate Cody Bellinger hit his major league leading 32nd and 33rd homers.
Pitch to Bellinger. He swings and he hits a high fly ball right center field. This ball's gone! Bellinger with his second belly bomb of the night.
On KLAC, at Big 12 Media Day, Oklahoma head football coach Lincoln Riley said quarterback transfer Jalen Hurts has to win the starting job, but
there's been things that we do that he's been able to trace back, kind of the roots to different things that he's done at Alabama or even in high school. So it's not like you're starting from scratch, but it's been a fun process. He's a smart kid. He's eager, works very hard at it.
Hurts transferred from Alabama after going 26-2 as a starter in three seasons with the Crimson Tide. At SEC Media Day, Florida Gators head coach Dan Mullen on being the first game of the new season.
We're the opening game of the 150th year of college football, so it's a great honor to be just even be involved in that game. Everyone that's been really can't wait for college football to start, we get to kick the season off.
Florida faces rival Miami on August 24th. Hall of Fame boxer Pernell Sweet Pea Whitaker has died after being struck by a car in Virginia Beach, Virginia. He won titles at welterweight, junior welterweight, and junior middleweight. He was 55. Michelle Franzen, ABC Sports.
Marysville Juniors American Legion baseball team advanced to the championship, hosting the tournament at Feldhausen Field in Marysville. Marysville, a 5-0 victor over the Topeka, Kansas Senators on Monday evening. The Kansas Senators will advance to Tuesday's action on the bottom side of the bracket and will face the Alma Wabunsee Oskaloosa winner. And that game played at 6. The Kansas Senators meet the winner at 8. And again, Marysville advancing to the championship if needed Wednesday at 6 at Feldhausen Field in Marysville.
Everyone at United Bank and Trust would like to invite listeners to enjoy all the fantastic entertainment of the Northeast Kansas Rodeo here in Sabetha. Come early and stay late to catch all the thrills and spills of the rodeo activities. From the staff at United Bank and Trust in Sabetha, you bank, we deliver. Member FDIC. C&K Services hopes everyone makes it out to the Sabetha Rodeo July 21st and 22nd. Grab your hat and cowboy boots and get ready for a romp and stomp and good time with all the thrills and spills that rodeo has to offer. From C&K Services in Sabetha, proud to support the community and local events.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. USDA's Farm Service Agency has started issuing payments to producers who purchase coverage through the Dairy Margin Coverage Program. Producers can enroll through September 20th. An enrollment opened last month, and the program coverage retroactive till January 1 of this year with applicable payments following soon after enrollment. USDA Undersecretary Bill Northey said the program already proving to be a good option for a lot of dairy farmers across the country. USDA says the May 2019 income over feed cost margin, $9 a hundredweight. That triggered the fifth payment for eligible dairy producers who purchased the $9.50 level of coverage. Payments for January, February, March, and April also were triggered. The program replaces the margin protection program for dairy. It offers protection to dairy producers when the difference between the all milk price and the average feed cost, known as the margin, falls below a certain dollar amount selected by the producer. To date, nearly 10,000 operations have signed up for the new program. Sales of tractors and combines in the U.S. declined last month, according to the monthly report by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. Data shows total farm tractor sales down 3.5% last month when compared to June of 2018, while retail sales of combines fell 23%. Sales of two-wheel drive tractors fell 3.4% in June. The sale of four-wheel drive tractors fell 15.7%. Every product category, though, saw a decrease last month, though year-to-date sales for tractors and combines remaining solid, according to the association. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News, Harvest Update from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, just like other states in the middle part of the United States, it was a very wet, stormy spring for Nebraska, but now winter wheat harvest is finally finding its legs in Nebraska.
That's right. It seems like this crop has been behind from the start. You know, we've had that cool, wet spring and most of the summer so far, but we do have harvest underway in Nebraska. Basically, you know, all the counties along the southern border are in some stage of harvest, and we're just really getting a good start, and if the weather holds, we should be able to progress through the harvest pretty quick.
Royce Shaneman is executive director of Nebraska Wheat. Ordinarily, the southeast corner of the state and along those southern counties, wheat harvest would be just about wrapped up by now.
That's right. We are about 2 weeks behind normal, but the past few days have been pretty warm and dry through most of the wheat growing region. And we're starting to see harvest really pick up and start progressing pretty rapidly. Some of the early reports we've had on the quality of the wheat coming in has been pretty encouraging. We're seeing yields anywhere from 60 to 80 bushel per acre. We're seeing test weights 58 to 60 pound. And then on protein, I guess we've gotten reports from about 11.3 to 12.5.
Royce Shaneman with Nebraska Wheats, harvest just getting underway in that state. Ag News, Harvest Updates, Mid-America Ag Network.
For the best certified seed wheat service, choose Kramer Seed Farms. Kramer Seed Farms in Hugoton, Kansas is proud to serve wheat growers in southwest Kansas, the Oklahoma Panhandle, and southeast Colorado. They work with top seed brands such as AgriPro, Lima Grain, and Watley Seed Company to offer the best certified seed varieties for local producers. For more information on what they can do for your certified seed wheat this fall, contact Kramer Seed Farms, 620-544-1579. Kramer Seed Farms, Hugoton, Kansas.
The Kansas Wheat Innovation Center in Manhattan is rediscovering ways to get improved varieties and new genetics in the hands of farmers faster. Grower-led and Checkoff-funded research initiatives are bringing about positive change. This grassroots leadership provides a strong voice in Topeka and Washington, D.C. Kansas Wheat Commission and Kansas Association of Wheat Growers, farmers investing in their future and yours. Log on to rediscoverwheat.org.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, of course. If you're not doing anything the last few days of August, I've got an idea for you after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
August 27th, 28th, and 29th, it is the Farm Progress Show in Decatur, Illinois. Tens of thousands of people will be going to see what's new from the nearly 600 exhibitors this year. Matt Youngman is the National Events Director for the Farm Progress Company, and he says the show bounced around quite a bit before finding permanent homes in Boone, Iowa, and Decatur, Illinois.
Yeah, for the first 50 years of the show, it went to a brand new farm every year. You know, we would pull into town. I was on that crew in the middle 90s when you move into town in January and build for 9 months and have the show in September, and then you would spend 3 months tearing it apart go home and see your family for Christmas and then move to your next town. It was a little bit, you know, like the carnival folks. It came to a point where the weather risk of that was more than we and our exhibitors wanted to bear. And so after the rain out of the 2003 show, the 50th anniversary show, we developed a plan to land the show in some permanent locations. And, ended up selecting after a bidding process, selecting Decatur, Illinois, and then after another bidding process, we selected Boone, Iowa. And so now between our show in Grand Husker Harvest Days in Grand Isle, Nebraska, and our Boone, Iowa site and the Decatur, Illinois site, we have the shows located to where a 3-hour drive time, somebody has a home show that they can go to either every year or every other year. And so that transition has gone very well. And we've had some side benefits come along because of that transition from temporary sites to permanent sites. International visitation has gone up significantly because we're now on a more scheduled routine thing. So if you want to schedule your overseas trip for 60 people 4 years from now, you know where the show is going to be and you can begin making your plans with that as a target. We've also seen a lot of Wall Street influence coming into the show. It's become a bit of a field trip for folks from Wall Street to come and see how some of these are publicly traded companies. So the analysts want to come and see how they compete on their own turf against the competitors and in their segments.
One of those segments where we've seen a lot of change over the last few years is tech. Matt Youngman will talk about that tomorrow. Back after this.
Your diesel equipment deserves tough protection. It deserves United. Formulated to exceed expectations, United Super Premium Fleet is built to prevent oxidation beyond industry specifications. In fact, United Super Premium Fleet provides 7 times better protection against oil thickening and offers a 45% improvement against oxidation. United lubricants offer complete OEM and industry specification coverage. Contact Farmers Cooperative at 402-742-3311 for more information and ask about savings through United Rewards.
Farmers Cooperative.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
7:31 from KNDY. Cloudy, overcast, and 70 outside. Highs around 90 today as that warm-up continues with extreme heat the end of this week. A few scattered showers out there indicated by radar this morning. Activity to the west over in Belleville. Points north up toward Hebron, approaching Fairbury. Activity further into far southeast Nebraska, south of Nebraska City through Auburn, down toward Falls City this morning. Don't expect a lot of that will hold together.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Tuesday. Jacob Junis overcame an uncertain start against the Chicago White Sox. Junis struck out a career-high 10, and Nicky Lopez drove in a pair of runs as Kansas City beat the White Sox 5-2 last night. It was the Royals' third win in 4 games since the All-Star break. The second of the 4-game series takes place today at the K as the White Sox right-handed pitcher Dylan Cease squares off with right-handed pitcher Glenn Sparkman of the Royals, the first start for each since the All-Star break. Kansas coach Les Miles figures he's back where he belongs on the sideline after 2.5 years away from coaching. The national championship winner at LSU has a rebuilding job similar to the last time he was in the Big 12 at Oklahoma State 18 years ago. Miles led the Cowboys to bowl games the last 3 of his 4 seasons there. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville Juniors American Legion baseball team advanced to the championship, hosting the tournament at Feldhausen Field in Marysville. Marysville, a 5-0 victor over the Topeka, Kansas Senators on Monday evening. The Kansas Senators will advance to Tuesday's action on the bottom side of the bracket and will face the Alamo Wabunsee Oskaloosa winner. Now, that game played at 6. The Kansas Senators meet the winner at 8. And again, Marysville advancing to the championship if needed Wednesday at 6 at Feldhausen Field in Marysville.
no-cook meals are a must for mid-July. And if you need to freshen up your sandwich rotation, we'll offer up some ideas on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
I'm Tim Franklin, a farmer from Goodland, Kansas.
I'm Scott Thelman, and this is Juniper Hill Farms.
I'm Sarah Scott, a rancher from Montgomery,